Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Future Proof Extra
with Jonathan McRae,
proudly supported by Research Ireland
on News Talk.
We walk over them every day, build our cities on them, and carve our history into them. But how often do we really think about the rocks beneath our feet? Well, that's something that our next guest is trying to change. Her name is Dr. Anjana Katwa, and she is revealing how these ancient materials of rock record the story of our planet, from the formation of Manhattan's bedrock to the origins of the Taj Mahal's marble. She joins me now. Welcome to the program, Anjana. But let's start off with something spectacular then, the marble of the Taj Mahal. What is it that gives marble this extraordinary quality that we don't see in other rocks? And why is marble so of such interest to geologists?
It's a really spectacular rock. It's what we call a metamorphic rock. So it has actually formed from an original host rock that has been transformed by heat and pressure. And in the case of the Taj Mahal, it's actually made out of a very specific marble called Makrana marble, which is from the state of Rajasthan in India. And we have to cast our mind back like almost a billion years ago, when that particular landscape had very tall mountains and there were these very shallow, warm basins of water in those valleys between the mountains. Now, in those shallow waters, there were microorganisms, stromatolites. These are kind of single-celled organisms that are some of the earliest life forms on Earth. Now, a much later stage, as those stromatolites died and then became, formed a new rock called limestone. That limestone would be transformed as continents crashed together under heat and pressure to form the limestone. Now, the Makrana limestone is particularly interesting because it's almost pure calcite. When you look at it in your hand, and I was very lucky to meet a geologist who'd been to Rajasthan and came back with a sample of it. When I looked at it, it almost glittered like diamonds because of its purity. And I think that's what gives marble and has given marble its appeal over centuries, over thousands of years. We go back to classical Greek and Roman architecture. It's the purity of the rock, it's its resilience, and it's almost like it's quite uniform in texture, which makes it really useful as a building and a dimension stone and for sculpture.
Mm. It's one of those things that that is just by itself very naturally satisfying. Let's talk about the rock underneath Manhattan then. Why was that of interest to you?
It was of interest to me because it is actually related to rocks that you can see in the British Isles. So the Manhattan Schist is, what we call a metamorphic rock. It's a rock that's been formed from another rock because of heat and pressure. And we have to look back to its origins when two continents on either side of an ancient ocean were very slowly moving towards each other over a time period of about 150 million years. And the rock, its host rock, was actually a mudstone that was collected and formed from silts and muds that were slowly settling down in a sea called the Iapetus Ocean. Now, as those two oceans kind of gradually moved towards each other, those ocean sediments would be lifted up and transformed into what we call the Manhattan Schist. Now, as naturally as you would imagine, in that collision, as rocks are uplifted, they're uplifted into mountain ranges. And of course, you get the peaks of the mountains and then you get the valleys. Now, the peaks of the mountains over time were gradually worn and eroded away, but the valleys became infilled at a much later date by glacial sediments, because at the end of the last ice age, North America was covered by a huge ice sheet. Now, what's really interesting is that once the European settlers arrived and they began to colonize what was known in the native language as Manahatta, they found that actually it was the areas where those rocks, the Manhattan schist, were folded upwards that they made for very solid foundations for building. And the valleys where the glacial sediments had collected, they were not so great because the foundations were a little bit unsteady. So what's really fascinating about New York is that if you look at a map of where the skyscrapers are, the skyscrapers are clustered over areas where this Manhattan schist kind of outcrops very close to the Earth's surface. And when we get the valleys where you get the glacial sediments, you see a slightly different trend in terms of the height of the buildings.
Oh, wow. So the height of a Manhattan skyscraper is very much determined by formations and movements of rocks millions of years ago. Very cool.
Totally.
Living things, how have they affected rock formations across the world?
I think what we call them are biogenic rocks. Essentially, they're rocks formed from living organisms. And I think this term is so overused, isn't it, when we talk about fossil fuels, because when we look at a rock like coal, and I've actually got one in my hand here, it's black, it's got a kind of a sheen to it as well. But when we talk about fossil fuels, I think we almost detach the fact that they are made and constructed and originate from living organisms. And in the case of coal, this particular piece here is carboniferous. It dates back to 385 million years ago. This is formed from the decomposed matter of ancient jungles that once flourished across our planet. This is when oxygen levels were much, much higher. And that organic matter has compressed. It's been baked at high temperatures, again under heat, and it's transformed into this rock called coal. I think in other rocks as well, like I'm holding in my hand a piece of chalk. And I think for most listeners, they would look at chalk and think, yes, it's white. We use it, you know, to draw pictures on a pavement or on a board. But actually, it's formed from tiny microorganisms called coccolithopores. And about 140 million years ago, there were tropical oceans that covered Ireland and the British Isles. And these tiny microorganisms called coccolithopores, they're smaller than the width of a human hair.
It almost gives you a newfound respect for these things. The idea that, you know, that we just threw coal into fires and burnt it for so many centuries and that we continue to do so is almost an affront to the life that created it. It is a fascinating book that details geology in a way that you probably haven't thought about before. The book is called The Whispers of Rock, Stories from the Earth, and scientist, broadcaster and author, Dr. Anjana Katwa, thank you so much for your time on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Future Proof Extra
with Jonathan McRae.
Proudly supported by Research Ireland
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.